offering pretty special Christmas presents to you. We peak, I think, today. It is Radio 1, it's the Lunchtime Social, and that is who was lurking behind the advent calendar today. Would you like to identify yourself a bit more? The Christmas Eve celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity, though.
You're that special.
I'm still, I'll always be a rock and roll star as long as I don't become a celebrity. I'm okay. Bono.
Bono, rock and roll star. How are you?
I actually couldn't be better.
How's your state of mind this morning?
I'm high as a kite, and I'm just being blown around by all the breezes here in Dublin. It's a windy day. But you know what's great about it?
What?
It isn't America. It isn't anywhere else in the world.
It's home. It's amazing
to be at home, yeah.
Wow. So, describe your surroundings. Where are you? What in your house?
I have a house on the sea. I've never really strayed far from the sea. Even when we had I used to live in our first rehearsal room. Used to have a bed in it, and that was right on the sea. And now I've got a posher place, but it's the sea that makes it special. It's outside of Dublin.
It's the room. Which room in the house are you in?
I'm in it's a blue room. There's just basically windows in it, and you just see right out onto the sea. Yeah,
sounds lovely.
Liam Gallagher, what did he say? He said, "You live in a house in the sky." Live in a house in the sky, because this. You just get sky, sea, and some furniture. It's an old Georgian house, but it's great.
Yeah, it sounds gorgeous, your state of mind. What's it like when you get home after long absences? What do when you first get in the house?
I have to remind everyone at home that I am, in fact, the boss.
And do they believe you?
They just start laughing at me. From the moment I walk in the door, they think it's very funny. And yet, you know, there's nothing I eat in the house. There's nothing that I might drink in the house.
You feel like a stranger in your own house, basically.
Yeah, but I've always been like that. I mean, I am the kind of travel rat. I'm not even, it's actually not even that important.
Yeah.
That they know who I am. But it's nice.
It's nice that they remember. Is it difficult for them to adjust? Like, do you kind of wander around the house and think, oh, God, if you feel restless and it's just difficult to get on with each other?
Ali, my missus, says things like, you know, we are not 50,000 people. Shut up. but actually, over the years, I think I've gotten much easier at coming and going. I'm always surprised when when I'm leaving, they get really excited. That's
surely
not the way
it's supposed
to be. Is
the Christmas tree up in the house now?
Yeah. I'm sitting right beside it now. It's in this room. It's got a load of mirror balls hanging from it.
No,
and
really?
Lemons.
Cheap at the price.
Yeah.
Promotional,
yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, it's like the Pop Martians who built this.
How do you celebrate Christmas? What do you do on Christmas Eve?
On Christmas Eve, what Irish people do is they go down to midnight mass drunk and get into a fight.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever listened to the police radios. I have a relation that listens to police radios. It's just one of those kind of guys. And he says, it's madness in Dublin. It's like, go straight down there to St. Canice's. There's been a row at the back of the church. It's all of that. You know, I mean, that's what I love about Dublin. I love about Ireland is that, you know, at Christmas time, it does get messy. It's like an Irish wedding. There's always tears. There's always trouble. There's a lot of laughter, too.
But you won't be doing that, though.
What, laughter?
No, going out and getting into trouble and making a noise and stuff.
I will.
You will?
I absolutely.
Who with?
Well, I've got all my mates here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them.
I thought you were going to say you'd be at midnight mass or something.
Oh, I will. I will probably go to midnight mass.
And then you go and vomit afterwards outside.
No, I won't. I'll wait. I'll go out after midnight mass.
Oh, right.
I'm actually I'm a vampire on that level. I mean, I won't be going to bed early.
Right. But then you'll be all messy on the day itself. Christmas morning, you're not good on Christmas morning.
Christmas morning, the kids walk over me.
Yeah.
Unwrap the dad. Unwrap the dad, put him in bed, get the presents out. No, I'll try and not be keeping too late on Christmas Eve. But I will be going out, yeah. We've got a great club in Dublin here, you know, called The Kitchen. But I suppose, you know, as I'm thinking it out loud here, I'm realising that there's two little kids that will probably,
Yeah, dad behaved, basically behaved. Is there anything you want or need for Christmas? I can imagine there's kind of not much she can buy you, really.
The band said we weren't going to buy each other presents this year, that we'd buy each other, like, books.
Yeah.
Because books are a great present. They're not so expensive, and they and you know, you can kind of live in them for a while.
No, they mean a lot.
So I don't want to do the big Christmas thing this year. I don't want to get lost in all that. Sometimes I do, because, you know, when you're a rock star, you get to play Santa Claus, don't you? If you're not careful. I'd like to, I mean, because we've got kids, I actually would like, on Christmas Day, making sure the kids realize what it's supposed to be about, apart from their dad getting in too late and having a hangover when they're opening their presents. I would actually like them, I would like to take them out and do something, and not with cameras and not with that. I just want them to, to understand that they're very lucky. Because I certainly know I'm very lucky.
Okay, we'll talk more after this. This is You Two. This is When God Will Send His Angels.
Nobody else here, baby.
The recent single then from You Two, If God Will Send His Angels, then Bono hopefully still on the line. Several occasions when you've kind of had your emotions hold out and you've had to kind of expose them in front of a lot of crowds, you know, with Diana when you played Sarajevo, with Michael Hutchence. Is that difficult, or is that kind of cathartic for you?
That's what I do. I mean, you two has always been a bit of an opera. I mean, it's, you know, we're not very stiff or litty, are we?
No.
You know, and I feel that's what, you know, music's about, being honest with about the way you feel. Your hopes and the big ideas you have in your head. That's what music is to me. And when I'm singing songs, I have to live in them to make them connect with people. I can't just sing a tune.
It has, just reading the reviews and seeing what the gigs are like, it has often felt like you're just kind of reflecting the audience's feelings at the time. It's kind of like a mutual sharing of emotions, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I found it very difficult to, and still do, actually, to deal with Hutch's passing. You know, I found that difficult because I don't really believe that he meant to end his life. I just, you know, he loved life and kind of knew that suicide and all that's too easy. And I mean, I discussed it with him even just about other people, and he knew that wasn't smart. He knew it was vain, and he wasn't selfish enough.
No.
I know that's where I'm at today.
Difficult to understand, isn't it? Completely.
It is very difficult, and I just, you know, I still can't quite figure it out. And Ali went down to Sydney for the funeral, but I never quite got a chance to say, you know, some of the things I'd like to have said to him in person, because I missed him over the last year because he was out working and I was out working. But, you know, he's a great singer, and he loved Tiger, Lily, and Paul, and loads of mates. I can't really put it together for you, but it was very hard to be away when all that was happening, because you would only hear little reports in America. We were playing Texas. Actually, we were on stage in Texas when they were carrying his coffin out, and then and I just found out it was actually literally as we were happening. Yeah.
Okay, the tour continues until March. You get off on the road again through till March. What do you do after that? Is there going to be a new album next year? Other projects? What are you up to?
I don't want to. You know, the thing I'm holding on to at the moment is the idea of simplifying our life in U2, because when you start out in a band, you have a single passion, and that is just to write the song that you hear in your head and to, you know, take it as far as you can. Then, as you get on, and you get all kinds of big ideas. You know, you want to do this, you want to do that. But coming through at the moment is just a strong sense of wanting to make a kind of, you know, the record that no one else can make. That's it. I want to be in a great group, and don't want to make it any easier for any of these little whip and snapper groups that are coming along.
Whip your ass. Okay. And when did the Lemon last get stuck?
The Lemon, you know, there was only one Lemon breakdown on this whole tour, which is
a damn
shame. It wouldn't open in, I think it was Norway, but we had Lemon breakdown. But we had no plan, so we just started to laugh on the inside. I mean, we sent it out there anyway, and came in at the back of the place, and it was a bit of a voila.
Yeah.
It wasn't very George Clinton when it opened and there was no band there, but it kept us going.
Yeah, listen, we're going to have to stop this because I've got to do my radio show, so I'll say thank you very much for talking to us today, and can you give us a Christmas present to give to people?
You want me to give you a Christmas present?
Yeah, and the listeners as well, obviously. Something from each member of the band, maybe, like a plectrum from Edge, and do you think you could cobble together a Christmas present?
I pledge you my loyalty, first off.
Thank you.
That's for you, Joe.
Yeah.
and your producer, Pat.
Yeah.
Now, from the rest of the group, I will take something. Can it be from South America?
Yeah, it can be.
Can it be from Mexico? Because we did this broadcast from Mexico, which is the business, which went out over America, and I'm sure it's going to come to the UK in the next month. And I'm going to get each member of the band to send you something from Mexico City.
Okay, that'd be lovely. And finally, choose a record for us to play, a Christmas record on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve. Well, just because of what's going on in Ireland, my prayers for the future and the, you know, and peace. And this might sound corny, but it's the first record I ever bought, and it's John Lennon. So this is Christmas.
Okay.
War is over. If you want it.
Thank you very much. Say happy Christmas to the listeners then for us.
Happy Christmas from Bono and the U2ers.
Okay.
God bless.
Take care. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
So this is Christmas.